Wake Up Kid. Welcome to this episode of the Wake Up Kid podcast. This is Jeremy, and I hope you had a wonderful holiday season. I hope your Christmas was great. I hope your New Year's was great. If you're listening to this as they come out, this is our first episode of 2025. And super excited about it. A lot of my friends are going back to school after being out for Christmas and New Year's, and this will air on the first Monday back to school. So if that's you, if you're going back to school today, I hope you have a great day. If that's not you and you're listening to this sometime other than that, I hope you're having a great day. We are learning a brand new truth this week, and man, it is the 18th truth that we've learned so far. So let's just back up and review all the truths that we've learned, and you see if you can answer these questions along with me. Who made you? God made me. What else did God make? God made everything. Why did God make you? To glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. How can you glorify God? By loving Him and obeying Him. How many gods are there? There is only one God. And how many persons does God exist? Three: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What is God? God is a spirit. Where is God? God is everywhere. Did God have a beginning? No, God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. What does God know? God knows everything. What can God do? God can do whatever He chooses to do. What is the Bible? God's holy word. Who wrote the Bible? Holy men who were led by the Holy Spirit. Can we trust the Bible? Yes, God's word is true and permanent. Who were the first people God created? Adam and Eve. What unique thing did God give Adam and Eve? He gave them souls that will live forever. Do you have a soul? Yes, I have a soul that will live forever. And here's our new truth. We're going to talk about it all week this week. God made Adam and Eve holy and happy. Did they stay that way? And here's the answer. It's kind of a sad one. No, they sinned against God. We're going to talk some more about that, but before we get deeper into this kind of sad topic, we have an incredibly goofy joke of the day.
Hey, Clara.
Hey, Ryan.
What does a condiment wizard perform?
What does a condiment wizard perform?
Don't know what.
Sorcery.
Hey, guys, it's Jeremy. This week, we are talking about the fact that God made Adam and Eve holy and happy. Holiness means they were separate from sin. They had a goodness in them that would allow them to choose good. They had the opportunity to always do what was right. And because of that holiness, they were also happy. They had everything they needed. They were safe. They had all the food they could need. In fact, they were going to live forever. We know that God made Adam and Eve separate from sin. The Bible talks about it. When we read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God made man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish," or fill up the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God said, "Behold, I've given you every herb of bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat." God took care of everything. God put them in control of the earth. God gave them all of the different vegetables and fruits for them to eat. And then it says this: God saw everything that He made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. On the sixth day, God created humans, and He made them holy and happy. And He said, "This is very good." But Adam and Eve didn't stay that way. They chose to disobey God. They sinned, and that affected their holiness and their happiness. We're going to talk about that some more this week. I hope the rest of your day is amazing. We'll see you tomorrow.